praise versus guidance. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Instant Illumination. Praise versus guidance. Ah, yes. How often we give praise because we want to manipulate another person. We give praise because we want to control another person. We give praise because we want to have things done our way. Well, think about it. What is praise? Praise is thank you for a job well done. Praise is my, you handled that so beautifully. It's usually for an action that has taken place. And praise is quite a nice thing. But I like this kind of praise. I like the praise of my intention. I like the praise of my expectation. I like the praise of my revelation. Now, these words are hardly what you'd think to use in praise. But when you're working with someone, it doesn't matter whether they're an adult or a child. When you're working with someone and they're doing something for you or they're just doing something, it doesn't matter whether it's for you or not. Say, for instance, you're working with a youngster and that youngster is doing a slipshod job. They're working without really putting a lot of intention of carefulness into it. They're putting it, the intention of slovenliness into it. Now, that's not an admirable thing for me. But I am an adult enough, or mature enough, or wise enough, or intelligent enough, however we want to say it, that when I see someone do something, I say to them, "Wow, that's beautiful. I can always depend on you to do a good job." And then I go away. Now, if they've done a good job, that's great. If they haven't done a good job, and I said that, I'm planting a seed. Now, they may be wise enough to know that I'm planting that seed, or they may not. It doesn't matter. I merely am planting seeds. I plant seeds whether anybody wants the garden or not. And so, the next time I see them, and they do a slipshod job, I compliment them, saying, "You always are careful about every job you do. You're always careful about everything you do. It makes me so proud to have you do things for me, and to have you do things for us, and have you do things, period. It's just, so I'm so proud of you." And then leave it alone. And after a while, this person is going to expect you to compliment them, even when they're far from worthy of the compliment. But as you give the compliment, as you give the praise, as you give the guidance, then these things begin to sink in to the individual. They don't sink in like a sledgehammer. They don't sink in like a wet blanket. They sink in like some joyful little butterfly gently stopping on the tip of their nose, getting their attention, and then going on its way. Every time a butterfly would stop on the tip of your nose, what that butterfly is doing, he's causing you to look cross-eyed at him. And you look cross-eyed at him, not being concerned because you know a butterfly is going to hurt you, but you look at the butterfly and you say, "Hey, you guy," and they look at it cross-eyed, and what you're doing is you're relaxing your eyes. Now, you don't know that you're relaxing your eyes. You don't know that that's what's happening. And you don't know that I'm sending that butterfly over to sit on your nose so that you'll learn to relax your eyes and look cross-eyed at the butterfly. And then after you are done looking cross-eyed at the butterfly for a little bit, the butterfly flies away, and you go about your activities. You pick up your book, and you forget to put your glasses on because you can read perfectly well without it because your eyes are so relaxed and so harmonious. just because you looked at that butterfly on the tip of your nose, and because you relaxed yourself and you sort of hit that neat little guy, oh, it's a nice little guy, your eyes just all crinkled up and everything is just so relaxed, and relaxation brings perfect sight. Now, if I were to say that to you, if I were to offer that to you as a possibility that relaxation brings perfect sight, you'd say, oh, that's not true. I babadoo. And you would complain and you would turn away from it. But because I sent a little butterfly to your nose and he made you look cross-eyed, then you gained the blessing without even knowing that you were getting it. And so when you praise someone for work that they know how to do but may not be doing it, when you give them that sort of guidance with that sort of praise, beautiful things happen. It's just a matter of your choice of where you are in the world and what sort of things are important to you. Is it important to you? Do you have the humility to say something nice to a person who's done something not nice? Do you have the humility? Do you have the guidance? Do you have the genius? Do you have the ability to say to a person, oh, that was so lovely of you to come and visit me? And they may have been completely out of line. They may have been talking about the wrong things. They may have been argumentative. They may have been in some way disrespectful. And they were not pleasant to have at all. But instead of giving that any power at all, you look at them and you say, thank you so much. That was so nice of you to come. Whatever they may have had in their mind, it ceases to be because it was not given any power by you. You gave power only to what you would conceive of a lovely gesture of someone coming to visit you. We have this ability about us to give praise or guidance. To give praise and in the praise, to give guidance. Or we have the ability to look at things as they functionally are, as they the appearance would have us look at them. Who is running your world? The appearances or your choices? If your choices are running the world, you'll say, what a lovely thing you've done. If appearances are running the world, you'd say, well, you've done another slipshod job. I don't know why I bother having you here at all. You never do things right. You never do things correct. And I don't know why, you know. And which one would you like? Well, you say, you make it so obvious that I certainly choose the first. Yes. Well, that's right. But can you make it so obvious? Can you make it so obvious in your life that you do not let yourself be guided or controlled or manipulated or directed in any way by appearances? But you, in turn, are guided by love, by right action, by peace, by harmony, by truth. You're guided by a genius in you at work doing a genius chore in a genius way. Kind of exciting, isn't it? Now, are you able to do that? Do you want to do that? Is that something in your ken to do? Well, if it is, you watch and see. Then you will really know that praise and or guidance, both are the same thing. When you give adequate praise, it is the guidance that directs people where you want to go. You may not get them to act the way you want them to act this moment. But as you persist and as you believe in what you do, the praise pays off as guidance, and the results of a job well done, of things well placed, of an attitude well rejoiced in, is there. Live in that awareness, live in that consciousness, because I think it's lots of fun. I know I live in it. And as I live in it, I am so thoroughly happy and so thoroughly at home with it that my life is just filled with peace and love and joy. Praise or guidance? Or praise is guidance. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.